You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders can't help his fascination with NASA and the space shuttle program. It's a passion that grew out of boyhood experiences.
My fascination with astronauts in the space program was launched when Mercury astronaut Alan Shepard rode on the back of a red convertible in a parade through downtown Pembroke, New Hampshire in 1961. He had just become the second person and the first American to reach outer space. The United States and the Soviet Union were on a race to the moon. I was hooked on all things to do with rockets, launches, and splashdowns, and especially the brave men who were strapped into tiny capsules and sent soaring into the heavens. My Uncle Al served aboard the USS Wasp. It recovered Gemini 4, 5, and 6 in the mid-1960s. He sent along Gemini souvenir patches and some autographed photos of astronauts. That further cemented my NASA enthusiasm. In 1969, as a paperboy, I sold extras of the Longview Daily News when Apollo 11 landed on the moon. Many years later, I helped direct news coverage for the Nacogdoches and Lufkin papers when the space shuttle Columbia exploded in the skies above East Texas. A sad, horrifying time. I still believe in the value of exploring space, despite its tremendous cost and risk. NASA is now retooling, and there are no manned flights planned. Likely, the next flights to launch from America will come from the private sector. American astronauts headed to the space station now hitch rides on Russian spacecraft. That saddens me. I feel we have lost something, a sense of pioneering spirit and adventure. While in Florida several weeks ago, I could not resist a short trip over to the Kennedy Space Center. At $50, the admission ticket is pricey. I guess NASA is trying to finance the next manned mission on the backs of tourists. For me, it was worth it to see firsthand the spacecraft that captivated my youth. The Mercury capsule held Shepard in a roughly 11-foot by 6-foot pod with just 100 cubic feet of habitable space. It was launched by a Mercury Atlas rocket, one of 7 rockets on display in front of the main visitor center at Kennedy. NASA calls it the Rocket Garden, this lineup of rockets pointed toward the heavens. Juno 1, Mercury Redstone, Thor, Gemini Titan 2, and Saturn 1b. I try to imagine what it was like to be alone, strapped inside the Mercury capsule on top of the Atlas rocket more than 50 years ago, wondering if one would return alive. At least that is what I would be wondering. I explored every exhibit hall, most filled with interactive displays designed to keep the younger set amused, with tactile screens and lots of fun buttons to push. I was more interested in the cool memorabilia, like actual spacesuits that had been in orbit, the Apollo 13 lunar excursion module on display. The real things, in other words. So I was skeptical when entering the final hall, finally stuck in a tour. I sat through an interesting IMAX-like film about the beginning of the shuttle program. A huge door opened vertically, and our crowd was ushered into another large auditorium for the second phase of the shuttle history. I was getting impatient. Then the final vertical door opened, and before us was the actual space shuttle Atlantis, with its payload doors wide open and robotic arms fully extended. Until one sees the shuttle up close like this, it's impossible to appreciate the magnitude of the program. Building a reusable spacecraft capable of taking 3 million pounds of cargo into space. Walking around the last shuttle to orbit the Earth was as inspiring as seeing Alan Shepard in that parade nearly 60 years ago. Nice finale, NASA. Now let's get back to work putting American astronauts back in space on American spacecraft, okay?
Gary Borders is a journalism instructor at Kilgore College.